You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Eric Mercury, the Canadian singer and composer. In his early years, he performed with the Canadian group The Pharaohs, also Eddie Mercury and the Soul Searchers in the 1960s, and then he moved to New York City in 1968 to perform as a solo artist. He recorded his first solo album, Electric Black Man, in 1969. One notable fan of that LP was Miles Davis. He went on to sign a deal with Enterprise Records, which was an imprint of Stax Records. That's where he produced his follow-up solo albums, Funky Sounds Nurtured in Fertile Soil in Memphis That Smell of Rock in 1971, Love is Taking Over in 1973, his self-titled album in 1975, and then out in 1981, Give Me a Call Sometime. Eric Mercury just passed away at 77. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Tonight's ultimate radio obituary is for Tommy Morgan, the American harmonicist and session musician who had been active since the 1950s. He was considered one of the most heard harmonica players in the world, mostly thanks to playing in over 500 feature films. He played on and occasionally composed themes and incidental music for hundreds of episodes of American television series, dozens of major Hollywood films. He has a huge list of credits in popular music. Among the most notable in that field are prominent contributions to the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds and recordings for the Uncompleted Smile Project. Tommy Morgan just passed away at 89. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This studio has a lot of history. Buddy Holly stood on this spot in 1958 and said, "There is no way in hell that I'm going to record in this dump."
I'm sure Lurleen will love it.
Homer, how much did you just give that man?
Calm down, Marge. It's just our life savings. I'm not going to go into hock for this.
Hey, Colonel Homer. And you must be...
Mrs. Homer Simpson.
Charmed.
thought you said she was overweight.
Marge, it takes two to lie. One to lie and one to listen.
What does that mean?
I don't have time to answer all these questions. Time is money. Come on, people.
Well, come on, boys. Let's break some hearts.
Oh, the bases were empty on the diamond of my heart when the coach called me up to the plate. I'd been swinging and missing and loving and kissing. My average was .88. So I spit on my hands, knocking dirt from my spikes and pointing right towards center field. This time I'm hitting a home run. This time love is for real. I'll slide, I'll steal, I'll sacrifice. I've been slumping all season, but now I found a reason. I struck on the love that is true. I used to play the field. I used to be a roamer. But the season's turning around for me now. I finally bagged me a homer. That's right. I finally bagged me a homer.
Lurleen, we're going to have to cut you off. We're getting some kind of grinding noise on the track.
Lurleen, I got you a gig on TV.
Oh, Homer, you're as smart as you are handsome.
Hey! Oh, you meant that as a compliment.
Tonight, only hoping that she would be there. to me like the nosebleed that never says its name, but lingers on the hanky of dawn like the pigeons of my youth. Her name was Plethora, and what she didn't give to me, she sold at discount. She wandered into my life like the girl in that other poem I wrote, smelling of branch water and Brill Cream, and dreaming of breadsticks and Buicks. She was Venus, Diana, and Ivy Baker Priest. I was Charlie Brown and Holden Caulfield and Albert Schweitzer. The six of us made quite a pair that first trembling twilight when she took my hand and said, "Hey, Four Eyes, you want to get laid?" She led me down the cluttered steps of my yesterhood and into the paneled waiting room of a dentist called Tomorrow. Boy, was she fat. When she said, "Around the world," she really meant around the world. I came to her like the roller derby, twice a week on tape, and she blew me through the flaming hoop of innocence and hung me out to dry on the tattered trapeze of manhood. I never saw her again, but the doctor and I have spoken of her often. They tell me that someone burned her down for the insurance, but then she was always in good hands. Her song is ended now, but her echo plays second bass in the seventh inning jazz band of my memory. Copyright 1972. Random House Publications. All rights reserved. Batteries not included.
Thank you.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Tommy Morgan, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Then, hopefully, you'll hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you've just been a lovely crowd tonight. And then we'll be back here next week, next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. So let's get to wrapping up the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Tommy Morgan and wrapping up this radio show. So like I said, Automatron, Facebook chat group, all week long, back here next week at 11 p.m. Eastern, all on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. La 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 la.
He said, don't listen to the bad man or you'll end up just like me. You got to get yourself a girl, just don't pick up that guitar. I sat down with the keys, I took care of my needs, and I haven't ventured far.
LOL. Well, AISI, it was NBD.
Kids are spending more and more time online, and even if you heard what they're typing, you probably wouldn't know what they're saying.
Some PPL, whatever. ISS.
They chat online in a language full of acronyms, and unless you use it every day, you won't understand it.
YIWGP.
You won't know what they're saying, or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. So here's an acronym for you. HDOP. Help Delete Online Predators. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Nonchalant. You brighten up my day. Come sit beside me in your way.
soft and fertile, dear, too. And I whisper sighs to satisfy your longing for the warmth and tender shelter of my body. Oh, you're my
body, yes, you're my
healthy lady.
Oh,
Frank Schlesig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
We'll be right back. The leading lights of heaven.